Hi, this is Mary from Family First. Am I speaking with Ms.
This is
Madison?
Madison King.
Yeah, hello. I noticed you called me. I was in another call.
Yes, I did, because I haven't heard anything back about my pay. I still haven't been paid.
You haven't been paid yet?
No, and it's almost 3 o'clock p.m. I went to the bank today.
Okay.
They don't see any pending transaction for me. Did payroll say they sent my stuff? I mean, what's going on? I didn't get my
No,
back pay
no.
or anything.
If you have a pay stub that you do, that you are able to see you were paid, because we do not pay it for like each caregiver on its own. We sent a whole batch, so you should
Yes, and
be.
then someone sent me a link to be able to look for my pay stubs. Yeah, that
That was
doesn't work.
me.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Why doesn't it work?
No, I don't. I mean, I can't tell you why it doesn't work, but it doesn't work. It's not letting me log in. I use the information that it gave me to use. It's not working.
Okay, what does it say when you try to log in?
That the information provided is not valid.
Okay, let me check something here. Maybe you were logged, you know. Okay, well, let me send you. Let's see what's going on with that. Sorry. Okay, so I just sent you a new link for the pay stubs with your information. Try to log in and let me know if you got it. But once again, like it's very unusual that you won't receive any payments because there's a pay stub. And if there's a pay stub, there's a payment.
So did you see where there was a pay stub?
Sorry?
Did you see a pay stub for me?
Yes, for today, payday, February 13, 2026, pay period from February 2nd to February 8th. It's a payment for $312.
And that's still not right. I get paid $15.50 an hour. Do you honestly believe that my check should be $300
Yeah,
for 40 hours?
it's because there's missing the 2 days, the 3rd and the 6th.
Okay, so it was missing
Yeah.
payments out of the other checks, and it was around $300. This is the third check. Now I'm having to wait. Listen, I have bills, and this is my last week dealing with this. Now
Okay,
I'm
yeah.
clocking in, I'm clocking out, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. This is my very last week dealing with this. Now you mean to tell me that it's the same amount, and they missed two payments the last time when I fixed my banking information, and I'm still getting $300 and some dollars.
Oh, actually, I did want to ask you about that. So I spoke with our administrator. He said that he has not received a bounce back yet, but he said that what they usually do if the account is for the same bank, they usually transfer it to the other account that's active. Have
Okay, but I
you?
haven't even gotten that.
Okay, have you been able to maybe check if you got it like as a different transaction?
Yes, I've only been getting $300 checks from y'all. 15. I'm going to tell you exactly what the number is. Before tax is taken out. That's a $620 check. And all of my and after tax, it shouldn't be $300, because I doubt if they're gonna take $300 from a $600 check for taxes.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, I'll tell him that we have. Well, that's why he said that we have not received the bounce back yet.
Listen, I have so many things going on right now. I cannot sit and stress myself out about my money. I need my money, and I need it today. I know you're saying you feel checked up, but my bank don't have it. You're saying that they listen. I can't do this, Ms. Maria. I work too hard.
Mm-hmm.
I work too hard, and this is week three. I have not had a positive paycheck since I've worked for this company. I've never dealt with anything like this in my life.
Okay. Yeah, I know what you're experiencing.
It's to the point where I'm about to drive out to the home office because this is ridiculous. And I'm not going to wait another week. This is my life. Y'all playing with my money and my life. I'm not waiting another week for my money.
Okay.
I'm not waiting another week, Miss Maria.
Okay. Yeah.
Somebody needs to figure it out. I'm just not. I've gave this company more than enough time to fix the last two payments. And then here it is. The third time, I just don't get nothing at all. Now, granted, I can understand you saying you had to do, I mean, this was out of range or that was out of range because she has to go to the doctor. So I didn't realize that me clocking out on time at the doctor's office was going to be a problem. But I know what to do from now on. So then I turn my paper in. Like, I'm not waiting another week. I'm just not. And it's now 3:00, and I'm sure everybody's gonna want to go home. So then I got to go in the weekend with nothing, absolutely nothing.
Well, as I'm telling you, like, if you don't, I'm telling you, I doubt that you don't. But if you don't, I'll make sure to, you know, see if we can give you a bonus because I know it's been quite a lot that you've been through, okay, with us. So, but I doubt that you do, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So who do I need to speak to because it's hard enough to get someone on the phone?
Let me give you the number of one of our supervisors, okay?
Okay.
So it's mostly the same number that you called to me, 267-551-7414.
And what is the name of this person?
Her name is Nina Knight. Nina Knight.
Right. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Sure. No problem. Bye-bye.